Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And tonight, you know, we are going to be in the multiplex universe. We're going to talk a little bit about 7G. We're going to talk a little about the Ukrainians. We're going to talk a little bit about the new and improved outbreak. We're going to talk about how Ukrainians are going to get good and blasted, and they're going to get effed beyond all recognition. That's called FUBARD. If you're Ukrainian and you're coming from the Ukraine and you're hearing these shows, be prepared to get effed. Effed but hard. All right, let's get into it. All right, tonight we're hearing that the Russians have, you know, got documentation about the labs being set up by the Americans in the Ukraine. I don't doubt it, to be honest with you. But I don't believe it's the Americans that are doing it. I do believe, though, there's a contingency in America called the government of America and the military-industrial complex of America, or the global CIA, has set up a base of operations in the Ukraine. That I buy. See, we gotta stop blaming Americans. Americans don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. They don't have a clue what's going on in their own government. A majority of them are looking through kaleidoscope eyes. Oh, look at the pretty colors. Oh, the pretty patterns. Because that's how they've been programmed. Now, it's no different for anybody else in the world. You're just looking through a different kaleidoscope. That's all. Different colors, different configuration. But at the end of the day, the result is the same. You're brainwashed. And so as a result, we listen to the television, which allows us to be, programmed with the propagation of the daily program of the day. Have you had your daily download? Stay tuned. Turn on the television. Turn off the lights. Have a beer. Have a brandy. Have some booze. You know, sit there. Get comfortable. Get cozy. Get lazy. And be prepared to be indoctrinated. This is the way of life we have today. So the Russians are coming out with documentation, and we're now going to wait to see what the UN has to say about it. Because, see, the WEF has dropped Russia. So they say. I'm waiting to see how that theatrics plays out. See, I don't believe everything I read either. I see it, and I say, okay, we'll see. If they are getting the WEF out of Russia, then we need to do the same thing in Canada. Now, I had gotten a document, and I lost it today before I had a chance to copy it, that Ford was saying they're going to reinstate the restrictions come the fall. Now, I couldn't understand how he could make that proclamation when we are in an election time in Ontario. So he may not even be the premier, but he's already making that claim. So I'm now beginning to wonder, okay, and I've been saying that they're selected. So does he know something about the election that we don't know? Does he already know he's going to be in the game, in the seat? See, and don't look at the federal government. The federal government is another FUBARD situation. Yeah, you know, you got Pierre Poilievre. I was talking to my buddy out in New Brunswick today, and he's part of the World Economic Forum. Yeah, seriously, he should not be the leader of the opposition in Canada. He would be taking his orders from the United Nations and the WHO. You know, he'll bend over, grab his ankles, just like when they tell him to, and he will get the download or the upload, depending on how you want to look at it, and then he'll continue screwing Canada. We need to get that shit out of here. And Australia and New Zealand, it goes for you as well, in South Africa and the rest of the Commonwealth. We need to get this shit out of our countries. That's why we're all effed up here. That's why you got that thing in New Zealand doing what it's doing, and you got that, you know, cousin it over there in Australia doing what it's doing, and we got, you know, crazy Alzheimer case in the United States doing what he's doing, and the tadpole we got doing what he's doing, because they're all being controlled by the WEF. They want to destroy any form or any semblance of any free will that any country represents. And we have to be on our guard here. We can no longer assume anything. We can no longer assume a trust with the government. That is foolhardy. This is what has happened, and now Putin may be doing the right thing, you know, might be doing the right thing even for his own advantage, but he may be doing the right thing, shutting down all those biolabs that are going on in Ukraine. How many are going on in Afghanistan? How about Iraq? How about the Middle East? How about satellite countries of China? You know, I'll tell you something. This could really backfire on the globalists or the oligarchs who are trying to control Asia. Let me give you a scenario. Okay, we got documentation showing that the military-industrial complex, the corporate America, has put biolabs in the Ukraine. Okay, now we don't know yet or not whether or not that's completely true yet or validated yet, but we are going to find out. But let's say, just hypothetically, and I'm giving you hypothetical speculation, that's true. What do you think it's going to do to those East Bloc countries like Bulgaria, Romania, Moldova, Macedonia, you know, Yugoslavia, what's left of it? What do you think could happen there? They may decide to realign themselves back with Russia. Now, is this being orchestrated so that this happens? See, you got to start thinking bigger things. Nobody's paying attention to that because everyone's, oh, those poor Ukrainians. Oh, look what, oh, poor Ukrainians. Oh, the Russians are the, oh, poor, poor Ukrainians. Oh, yeah, and you get all caught up in that horse shit because that's how they want to project the program. But okay, so let's say in Taiwan and Thailand and Vietnam and, you know, South Korea and any other Asian satellite ally of NATO is over there and they find these biolabs going on. Now, this is a perfect psychology because I know, you know damn well, a lot of those biolabs are also run by China and Russia too. You think if the United States is doing it, you don't think they are doing it? That's all bullshit as well. It's all a game. That black goo crap that everyone's talking about, black goo, that came from China. They developed that back in 1956. That's nothing new. That's been around forever. That was the first one of the first bio warfare agents they developed against Russia. Because Russia at the time had a nuke and they didn't. And that was the only offense. The United States said they fired their missiles. They couldn't touch the United States. They're too far away. And militarily speaking, the United States would have just wrapped up China, put them in a bag and flushed them down the toilet at that time. So here we are with these biolabs all over the place. Discovered that they're now belong to the military, industrial, corporate America. What do you think it's going to do to the policies of these countries? Well, they need China to control the Asian perimeter. What would happen if all of a sudden Japan aligned themselves with China because of this outrage? What happens with South Korea? Would they all of a sudden merge with North Korea and they all align with China? How about Thailand? How about Taiwan? Will they all of a sudden just say, hey, you know what? Maybe we're better off with China than we are with America. These are just questions and things I'm pursuing in a line of thinking that none of you are thinking about. Now, as I said, Ford was saying that by the fall, we're going to have to reinstitute the mask and all the bullshit we're doing now. Now, this is after he just gets done saying that no matter what we do, we can't stop it. You got the injections, you got the mask, you've been washing your shit with this solvent, and you still are getting the COVID. Not the COVID, let me rephrase that. You are getting the bioweapon. You're still getting the bioweapon. And they're injecting another bioweapon. So you're getting an injected bioweapon, and you're being infected with another bioweapon. So we got bioweapons all over the place that may be coming from these labs in the Ukraine. So you can't stop it. You can wear all you can wear a body condom. Just slide it over your body, walk around, have an oxygen tank. Now you can now have safe sex and not catch any kind of STD because you are now in a Bondi condom. Imagine that. You won't catch nothing. You won't catch a bioweapon. You won't make any contact. You'd be around everybody and nothing will happen to you. get your body condoms here right now. You know, on sale for $99.95 plus shipping. So, you can still get it. No matter what you do. So now they're telling you that we're going to have to maybe reinstitute these policies again in the fall. Why would we have to do this? And I'll tell you why. Because those Ukrainians are going to all the different countries of the world. In order for them to get any money from any government, they are going to be forced to be injected with the bioweapon. 35% of the population got injected with the bioweapon. The other 65% said, no effing way. Now they're driving them out of the country. And now for them to get help to come to Canada or America or to Europe or wherever they're going to go, they're going to have to get injected. So they're going to kill them. Because they become a burden to wherever they're going to go. Okay, we got $8 a gallon gasoline in Ontario. That means the food prices are going to go way up in Ontario. That means everything you're going to buy from a sock to a shoelace to a dollar store is all going to escalate. The dollar stores may disappear. They may be $3 stores or $4 stores because the price to ship stuff is going to be expensive. They created a housing dilemma in this country on purpose. They want people to live in the streets. They want people to be destituted and desperate so they will go to the government. And so that the government says, well, we'll take care of you, but you just got to get the jab. And then we're going to put you in a FEMA camp. We will take good care of you inside the camp. You'll be protected. You'll be coddled. Here, we'll give you a nipple to suck on. You can suckle on the nipple. You can be in the FEMA camp, and we'll take good care of you. That's what the government's doing. Meanwhile, back at the camp, you become the great experiment. Oh, we're taking care of you. We need you at the lab. We need to take some blood out of you. We need your children. We need to get blood out of them because we need to make adrenochrome. We need to make this. We need to make that. They got the hormones. They got the genetics. They got the DNA. There is no free lunch in this world. And the one thing about the truth, a lot of people, you know, the majority of the people on the planet do not want to hear the truth. You know why? Because if you hear the truth, it makes you uncomfortable. And what happens is when you get uncomfortable, you got to move. You got to get your fat ass off the couch, away from the TV programming, away from the radio programming, and then you've got to take an active stance. You got to make the changes. You got to fix it. And the majority of the people, this is the attitude, because again, this has been programmed into people. What's the use? We can't win anyway. We may as well go along with the situation because, you know, what's the point? We are not going to win. That's the attitude they've got. Reminds me of the Hebrews when they came to the land of Canaan. They sent the 12 scouts into the land, and they said, oh, wow. And they come back, and they got these big, giant grapes, and they got all this fruit and food. And they go, man, this place is just blessed. You should see the stuff they got. And then 10 of the spies said, but we'll never take it. We can't beat these people. These people are giants, man. We'll get our ass kicked. Two of them, Joshua and Caleb, said, no way, we'll kick their ass. We can take them. We can take them. We can kick their ass. It's always a minority that fights. It's always a minority that says, we'll win. We'll kick their ass. We can take them. God's with us anyway. God's with us. We'll beat their ass. You know, that's the attitude they had. So they went in there, and guess what? God showed them how to use frequencies to create an inversion. Blew out. It was really weird what they did. They walked around 7 days, stomping on the ground, and then the seventh day they blew the horns, and then all of a sudden there was an explosion. You would think that the frequencies would have blew the walls inward, but it blew the walls outward. So the only thing I could figure out is they weakened the foundation so that the walls would let go the way they did. And again, I'm not sure how that really worked, but it was definitely done with frequencies. And sure as shit, they kicked their ass, and they won. Now, it's always going to be a minority that's going to win the game. Always, always, always. Because the majority are asleep. The majority have been hypnotized. Majority have been coddled. They still got the nipple in their mouth. They're being taken care of all the way to the grave. And if you are the kind of people that get uncomfortable, and when you get uncomfortable, you want to get up and get it fixed, get it done, get it right, then you're the ones that are going to lead the charge. Don't look for Bob, Billy, or Joey who are sitting there going, oh, well, you know, forget it. Okay, it's like another one there, Gideon. Gideon had to fight an invading force, the Philistines. And they had like about 5,000 or 10,000 soldiers coming into the area there. So God said, go ahead and get whatever. So he did, and God said, he had a couple thousand. God said, just, you got too many guys there. He said, take them down by the water. And so when he took them down by the water, the guys that bent over and started drinking the water, like lapping the water up, they went home. But the guys that took the water and brought it from the water with their hand to their mouth and kept their vigilance, there was 300 of them. 300. Them 300 beat an army of 5,000 or 10,000. They didn't do it by force or power. They did it by using their brain. They waited till it was pitch black at night, had these big bale of hay, rolls of hay, lit up the fire, rolled them down the hill, and then when he went into the Philistine camp, the guys got up. They were so afraid, they didn't, because they couldn't see. They pulled out their swords and they started killing each other. Imagine that. Because those 300 got uncomfortable and wanted to fix things, and they did. And again, God was with them, right? God, and these guys had the same attitude. Oh, we'll kick their ass. We'll beat them. We will beat them. Okay, and that's what they did. So when we're looking at what's going on today, you know, and all the bullshit going on, okay, it's always going to be a minority that's going to take the stand and win the war here, not the majority. The majority, don't wait, don't count on the majority. The majority will come after the minority wins the battle. That's what happened to Gideon. After he won the battle, everyone come, why didn't you call us? Why didn't you bring us over? Well, you could have helped. You kept us out of the fight. Battle was over. So he passed, but, well, you know, I figured if we had lost, you'd have came in and finished it for us. You know, he said something. He pacified him somehow. I forget what he said now. But it was all bullshit anyhow. You know, because they would have been of no help or no use anyway. They'd have gotten away. So don't count on the majority to come with you. They won't. What we've seen going on with the truck convoy, like I said, the one thing that it did do, it did bring out Canadians across this country that united, that were in harmony, and were in support of ending this bullshit. And I think that's what did it. The spirit did it. But they're going to bring it again. And the Ukrainians are going to be the reason why they're going to bring it again. Because if these people haven't been injected, they're going to say, well, see, these people were around all these bio labs, and now they're spreading whatever shit that was over there. Oh, my gosh, they're going to kill us all. These people are spreading disease. And that's what will happen. Now, I got a link in there tonight validating what I said 2 days ago about this. It's orchestrated. This is all a state. Ain't sweet F.A. going on in the Ukraine other than theater. Oh, and I got another link showing you that what they've done is they've taken the stage. They set up a scenario. They got it filmed. They got to look someone standing up with a sign, and they're not even outside. But you're seeing what they're, again, programming you to see. If Putin's moving in, now we'll see. If Putin moves in, cleans up that shit, and goes back home, then you know it wasn't an invasion. It was a policing. And you know what? He's going to win brownie points. Everyone's going to want to move to Russia. Because Canada's effed up. Canada's so... we can't trust anything in government. The government's so effed up here in this country. Don't tell me you're going to vote for liberal because they're liberal. I wouldn't even vote. What's the point? You don't have a vote in this country. You go and pull the lever. Don't vote for liberal. Don't vote for conservative. Don't go voting for an NDP. They have done F.A. for any of us. They've got into this whole little ditty because they got paid and bought out. Now that Fauci got busted, he's the fall guy in all this. The real fall guys here, the real guys that should be incarcerated and jailed, are the prime ministers, the presidents, the chancellors, the monarchs, the parliamentarians, the premiers, the governors. They're the ones that should be jailed. They're the ones that committed murder against their own country. They're the ones that committed treason against their own country. They didn't stand up for us. What conservatives stood up for us in the federal government? No, none of them. O'Toole was kissing Trudeau's ass so much, I think they were having a love affair. There was no challenge on any level. I'll tell you who I like. I mean, I'm not trying to sway anybody's decision, but they got a gal there in the conservative. Her name's Bergman. I've seen her. She's a pistol. Man, I like her. She's got some gumption to her, man. I think if she was a guy, she'd have a set of balls bigger than Gibraltar. I'm telling you, she's got some moxie, that one. But her biggest problem is going to be within the conservative party, because a lot of them will not like the fact that they're going to be taking orders from a woman. But she's got more spirit than any of them I've seen there. All I see is a bunch of cowering, whimpering members of the WEF kissing Klaus's ass. That's what I see there. You know, so like I said, we better pay attention to our own, you know, like I said, you know, F Ukraine. I'm sorry, but F Ukraine. We got big problems in this country, and we no longer need to be distracted while the WEF is conquering Canada. And the same thing goes for Australia and New Zealand. You guys down there, same shit, man. You need to wake up on the real enemy here. That WEF is like a cancer growing in our countries, and we need to get that shit out. All of it. Same in America. Same in the UK. This has no place in a democratic country. I was watching something the other day. Let's see if I can figure out what the hell it was. I started watching something here, and it's called Revolution. And there was a scenario there, and in this scenario, this guy had a flag, an American flag, tattooed on the back of his shoulder, symbolizing that he was a member of a resistance. Now, the American flag was found in this one guy's house, and it was a sign. It was unbelievable what they're showing here. It was a sign of, what the hell? Institution and insurrection. In other words, the American flag was illegal, and they were told to burn it. It's coming. They're telling you it's coming. Because as long as the American flag stands, the UN flag cannot fly free over America. And they want to make damn sure that flag comes down. Okay, this is their whole shooting match. Okay. The It's unbelievable. Anyway, I'm going to play some stuff. I'm ranting away here. There's so much to talk about. Synthetic telepathy. A lot of you are hearing all kinds of things, all kinds of tones in your head, and you're hearing stuff and words and whatever. You're hearing things in your head, and you think it's coming from you. It's being projected by either AI or AI. And I'm going to talk about that, too, in a little bit. But I want to play some stuff. I think it's important that you hear this about Ukrainians, because the Ukrainians are going to be used. Okay, they're going to be used to further propagate the agenda, to further propagate the destruction of the U.S. currency, further propagate the high cost, what we're doing. All this bullshit that's gone on was designed to crash the American control of oil using American currency. That's what this is all about. And we're going to pay the price in North America. The things that you were getting cheap, you can kiss that goodbye. Because if the gas keeps going up and up and up, they're saying it's going to go up to $130 a barrel by, I forget when, midsummer or something. This is what happens when you put a derelict in the White House. I'm sorry, but that's a derelict. You know, and this is what happens when you put a tadpole in Parliament in Ottawa. We got a tadpole and a derelict. Neither one could tie their shoes Velcro. And yet Klaus is saying that Trudeau is would be an excellent leader to lead the new world order. That's going to be an effed up order, got to tell you. You know. And as far as law and order goes, you know what? You don't have any representation there either. In Canada, for sure. In New Zealand, for sure. And in Australia. I mean, the police actually beat up the citizens of the Commonwealth for peaceful protest. When in the history of the Commonwealth, in the last 60 to 70 years, has there been any violence toward any peaceful protest in the country, in any of these respective countries? When has there been an emergency act brought into a country when there was no emergency? Wars Act. They brought it here in Canada. Think about all this. You want to still trust your government? You still want to put faith in these bastards that are in power, that are controlled by the WEF? Seriously? We don't have any RCMP doing anything. Like I said, we don't have any CSIS doing anything. We don't have any OPP doing anything. We don't have any local police doing anything. Just on the first, issue, the first scandal, with the D'Avalon issue in Quebec, that would have been enough to arrest anybody for 20 years. What happened to the Prime Minister? Die, nothing. What happened with all these injections that he was forcing people to take, causing them to lose their jobs and their livelihoods if they didn't get injected? And these companies and these corporations that we're working for, okay? Now, I heard today Biden saying, I will get to the recording soon. Biden was telling Americans, it's time for you to go to work. It's time for you to drive to the downtown. It's time for you to sit in traffic for 2 hours. Who in the F would do this? $8 a gallon and you want people to drive? I mean, this is mindless. This guy should be removed from mental incapacitance. You know, it makes no sense. I hope Americans have enough brains to tell him, Chuck, you Farley. We need you to drive downtown. We need you to fill up the downtown. Are you effing kidding me? And what company in the downtown district would want these employees to come back when it's a lot cheaper for them to work at home, because now they don't have to pay the high rents. Something's wrong with that guy's head. Seriously. It's a marvel to me. You know, it's a marvel. Okay, let me get some of this going here. We need to play some. Because, I like I said, today's been more a day of shock for me. You know, it's like we're getting, it's like what I'm seeing is getting dumber by the day. Literally, dumber by the day. Hold on. Let me get this going. Now, this is about the Ukraine. So here we go. Let's listen to this tadpole here talking.
Another crisis right now, obviously, in Ukraine. And we all watch in horror as civilians are losing their lives out there day by day. There's also a lot of refugee movement, over 1.7 million now, it's said. What does that mean potentially with respect to actually the COVID? Because, for example, I've heard about a third of Ukrainians are vaccinated. What happens with those 1.1 million refugees coming across into Poland? How do we get them vaccinated?
Yes, a third are vaccinated, and actually most of them with our own vaccine. I had discussions with President Zelensky before, and we were able to send them enough quantities before the crisis. Now the risk it is with the people that are coming together in big conglomerates into the refugee and in the borders with Poland. We are sending vaccine.
Another crisis.
That was the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla. We got to get them infected. We'll get them before we get to Poland. We'll infect them all. We'll make sure they get all infected so they can spread the bioweapon. I'm amazed, man. I'm just amazed. You have no idea. You know, it doesn't really pay to have a functioning brain in an insane world. There's not enough alcohol to shut it down. I mean, that's the problem. No matter which way you look, it's effed up. Holy jumping. You know, 60 years ago, this would never have happened. 60 years ago, you would not have had a lunkhead in the White House. 60 years ago, we would not have had a lunkhead in Ottawa. It wouldn't have happened. You know, Parliament Hill would not have had a lunkhead running the show. It's astounding. Just astounding. Drive your cars. $8 a gallon. Drive to work. You need to go back to work. You need to get out of your pajamas and go back to work. We need you to fill up the tank. COVID is over. We won. COVID's finished. Now you don't have to stay home anymore. Like I was getting to before, all these companies that have, you know, violated your rights, tried to force you to get injected, tried to force you to capitulate to taking a bioweapon, to inserting a transceiver device, transmitter into your body, you don't owe them anything. They don't deserve your loyalty. I would encourage everybody today that's working for any company today that has tried to force you to take a biological weapon, to insert it into your body, to violate your rights and your entitlements. I shouldn't say rights, your privileges and your entitlements. I think the best thing you can do is tell them to chuck you, Farley. Start your own business, even compete with these companies if you can, and put their asses out of business. That's my thinking. You know, I have one of those thoughts that first and foremost, I don't like working for anybody, because all you do is make somebody rich. I'd rather make me rich rather than somebody else. That's just my thinking. Man, you call me selfish if you like, but I don't care. I prefer the money in my pocket than theirs. That's how I look at it. So I'm encouraging you to do the same. I don't give a shit if you're shining shoes on a street corner. You know, I don't give a shit you're digging ditches. You know, you're doing the jobs that will pay you whatever money you need to profit. To, you know, to be whatever, to be prosperous, that's a better word, to be prosperous. You know, if that works, that would be the best thing. Take care of you and your families. This way you're not controlled by a corporate lackey of the government that's going to tell you that you need to put a transmitter in your body. Okay, and keep your cash at home. Don't put it in the bank. Put it in at the end of the month when you need to pay your bills. Because then you're only going to put in what you need to put in, and you're not going to spend foolishly. You'll have the cash at home. You know what you'll have. So if you got to run a credit card, then at the end of the month you could pay off your credit card with whatever you got at home. See, if you don't have it, if you don't have it in your control, you will spend it like water. You'll piss it down the toilet just like it's nothing. But when you can see your money, and when you can control your money, and when you can hold on to your money, then you're going to control how you spend your money. That's how it works. That's the honest God's truth. That's how it works. Sit in the bank and you got a debit card. That debit card's like a black hole. You ding 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 ding. Shit, I ain't got no money in the bank. See, the cash, you're going to be very careful in what you buy. You may not buy everything all at once. You may buy it a little at a time, but in that little at a time, you pay it off. You don't owe nobody nothing. The money is in your pocket. See, the WEF wants to digitize everything because they want to control you. And if they jack up the prices of everything, which they're going to, you ain't going to have no control. That basic income bullshit that they're going to give you ain't going to be enough for you to live on. The crime in Canada is going to rocket. It's going to soar. They're going to turn this country into a welfare state. You'll be too broke to do anything, and if you need anything, you ain't got enough, or you run out. Guess what? You're either going to rob somebody, you're going to beat somebody up, or you're going to break into people. So this is what this is going to bring. This is already happening now. When you can create opportunities, it's going to be worse when they create the opportunity. See, because right now, you can make money through the internet. You no longer have to rely on the local community to make money. You can do business in China. You can do business in Australia. You can do business in New Zealand. You can do business in Japan. You can do business in India. You can do business in Bulgaria, Romania, Moldova, Estonia, Lithuania. You can do business in Europe, France, Spain, Italy, you know, Germany, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and the UK. You can do business in the United States. You can do business in Central and South America. You know, you can do business, like I say, Australia, New Zealand, anywhere. Okay, and that's money that you can be bringing in from any part of the world. You're not dependent on because they created the global economy, so you may as well take advantage of it. So you don't have to move to a major hub in order to make money. Okay, you go to Toronto, you got 11, 12 million people in the greater metro area there. Well, they got enough there to sustain somebody opening up a business. But let's say you live in the outskirts like Uxbridge or Oshawa and there's nothing there. Well, either you got to drive to Toronto and spend 2 hours in traffic, or you can stay at home and do your businesses from your house. Time for you to be completely autonomous. Okay? Now I'm going to talk a little bit about mind control here and genetics. Because I want everybody to understand. Okay? Not only we are being assaulted through politics and policies and theatrics, but they are working night and day to control your mind, to control you and what you think, to control you and what you feel, what you believe and that you think is love, what you believe and think is friendship, what you believe and think is the enemy. Orwell 1984, Videotron, They see a bad guy. He's going to conquer the, come and invade the country. Everyone's in terror and horror. And then they show you the military coming in with their guns. And then they save the day. And they're going, thank the state. See, and this is a form of mass hypnosis and mind control. They've never stopped this. They want mankind to be a perpetual entrapped slave. And you don't need a jail. All you need is to program them to believe whatever bullshit you want them to believe, and they will stay in jail. That's why Jesus said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. There's a lot of words to that. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. These are interesting words. You know, the opposite of what we're dealing with today. All right, let me play this. Hold on. I want you guys to get educated so you know your enemy. All right, here we go.
This is actually having one animal learn something and seeing and recording that activity and put it into the sensory cortex of the second animal, and that animal acquires the knowledge. From the human drone technology standpoint, you can attach the human brain to another human brain. You can direct motor activity, or you can send communication and information. Dr. Ventnor's work is, my view, the equivalent of the development of nuclear weapons when you realize that he created life in a cell. He programmed yeast cells to produce anything he wanted. These can be inserted into you through the hypospray needles. You put in a specific gene slicing, you program what you like, you put it in the cell, and it can reproduce and make as much as you like. It sends a signal and tells which portion of the DNA should unwrap, unfold, and produce a product. Related to this is an idea called DREADs. These are designer receptors that can be remotely controlled. You can create a cell, you can put it somewhere in the body, and you can remotely activate it. So you have the capacity to create any product. As long as you know the DNA sequence, you can insert it into a living system, and you can remotely control it. It may affect the way you think, the way you act. So once you know that the technology is there to edit, splice, and program a cell, and the technology currently exists to administer it to somebody and have it go park anywhere you program it to go park, proliferate, and do its function, you can have things activated in other people's brains. Just people have figured out how to hide imagery in the DNA of bacteria. You can have the information reproduced in a string form as a form of a protein. The new way to hide information is going to be in DNA. This is the first experiment showing what imagery you can hide in bacteria. This is the latest. It's a GIF file. Well, this is what the Chinese are doing with DNA. Merging DNA systems with quantum computing will be really quite an amazing and both lethal threat. The next thing I wanted to mention to you is memory. Can we erase memory? Can we modify memory? Can we change memory? The short answer is yes. This is actually having one animal learn.
Okay. Imagine that. Who's been telling you this for how long? And you can find the patents on this. It's not hard. Why do you think they've injected all this shit in your body? Why do you think they've got all these dendrites and the different types of XNA in these shots? Why do you think they got these different strains of different things that can go into the DNA? And also I said to everybody, and have been saying to everybody, somebody sent me, some guy said he discovered some way to do this and that. You know, anybody that's telling you today that they have found some way to remove the injections, they are full of shit. Period. They don't know what they're talking about. They have no idea how advanced this technology is. I'm going to tell you something, and this may sound like braggadocio, but it isn't braggadocio, it's a fact. Brian396 and myself are probably the two most advanced guys that knows what's going on with this stuff, more than just about anybody out there right now. And I see Stu Peters bringing this doctor on there, and she's a freaking idiot. I have never seen such stupidity in my life. Her, Madej, Tennyson, and the rest of them. It's incredible what I'm hearing. I don't even bother watching them anymore because they have no clue. And they won't even take the time to read the research that we've already pioneered. So I'm going to tell you to save your money, to save your stress. Don't fall for anything out there, because when you see this kind of tech that this guy is talking, this embedding into the DNA, programming the DNA, that is a done deal. And when you got sequences of DNA being delivered through a lipid nanoparticle delivery method, that's going directly to the brain. That's bypassing everything, going directly to the liver, then being shot into the brain, and then it embeds itself into the DNA of the brain. When they put those swabs inside your nose, they were putting nanotechnology, either dendrite or some kind of a bot, inside underneath the pituitary. That may be possibly removed through either an EMP, high ionic field, or a high powerful static charge to create for it to disengage itself. That's possible, but that too is an injection. When they inject all this stuff into you, and you got these operating systems that have redundancy programs and backup programs, there is absolutely nothing can be done. And when you're hearing what this guy is saying, this is basically a linking of all these people that have got these jabs with transceivers. They will now be able to link them up through synthetic telepathy. And they will be given commands to do, so be on your guard. When I was doing some of the shows and explaining that even hugging somebody or shaking somebody's hand, if they have been commanded in their DNA to forge an XNA replica of your DNA, carrying with it some sort of bioweapon, all it would take is a handshake and you're infected. I am not kidding. This is no longer sci-fi. This is the reality we're living in today. If I want to kill a bunch of people today, all I've got to do is infect a handful of people. They go out and they touch other people with their DNA, causing a widespread programmed nanobio infection activated by AI. That's all it takes. The Australians were doing it years ago with rabbits. You're the new rabbits. You're the rabbits. Hoppity hop hop. Oh, it died. I wonder why. Oh, look. There's 500 more of them that are dead, too. Oh, look. There's 1,000 more. Oh, look. There's 10,000. That's what they did. Came out of a biolab. Okay. Now these guys are going to hide this. They're going to try to get away from it. Doing stupid speeches like you need to drive your car to work. The Ukrainians are coming. The Ukrainians are coming. Oh shit, we got to inject them too. It's all bullshit. So like I said, look at what's going on over there. Maybe they're using Russia to drive the Bulgarians and the Romanians and everybody else to get these injections. Who knows? But right now, we are going to see where Russia goes. If they pull out of Ukraine, go back home, after they clean up all these biolabs, they'll probably set somebody up in that country that's going to be pro-Russian, for sure. So we'll see how that all plays out over there. But it seems to me that they're trying to drive the East Bloc and Central Europe back into Russia's control. That's what it looks like to me. I could be wrong, but that's what it could appear. And I could also see again China taking over a whole region of the Pacific over there, because if they find biolabs in these other Asian countries, that's going to they find them in the Philippines, find them in Indonesia, they find them in Japan, they find them in Korea, they find them wherever. They're going to look at China as a better benefactor than they are going to look at the U.S. Think about that. I don't know. Like I said, this is speculation on my part, but that's what it seems like it's shifting to. It could be, you know, and again, I could be wrong. So again, this is just an opinion, hypothesis, speculation. I'm just trying to get you to think of all the different possibilities that are out there and what's going on. Because we're no longer living in a world where you can just trust. And to just trust today is, in my humblest opinion, you'd have to have a rock in your head, literally. You can no longer, these are not the good old days. And you cannot assume that you're going to have this cozy, rosy comfort that things are just going to keep on going. They're going to shift. They may not hit you right away, but they will hit you. You know, and everyone's going to get impacted. We'll just see how quick the domino effect hits. You know. Anyway, in tonight's show, there's a lot of links there. You know, there's a lot of different... I mean, it's tonight, seriously, if you can share this one for sure. Well, I always say share them all anyway. I mean, but there's a lot here that people need to really have a hard look at. Fiona did an interview on with me a while back on YouTube, and they took it down. So I brought it back again. It's on my BitChute channel now. So if anyone's trying to find it, you can go look at it there. So anyway, anytime I see somebody that, or I'm working with somebody that is doing stuff, and they're doing, I try to help them out and promote them, just like I got other people in the links as well. So anyway, check it out. Check out all the things. There's a documentation on the assault of Ukraine with biolabs, but it's in Russian. So I couldn't find the translator that could translate it. So if you can find a translator, translate it, and you can see the documentation, you know, that what's going on. All right, I think I'm getting close. Should be getting close. Oh, yeah, I'm getting close. All right, so I'm going to wind it down. I think I hit it hard tonight. But, I mean, like I said, you're being hit with theatrics. You're being hit with visual programming. You're being hit with genetics. You're being hit with nanobiology. We are being hit on all sides. And you got to be ever vigilant in who you're with, who you associate with. You know, when they say, oh, don't discriminate against those who've been injected, it's not about discrimination now. It's more about you protecting yourself. Be on your guard. If you do get exposed to people, you know, make sure you wear those ionizers, man. You're going to need to wear them wherever you go. I'm not trying to scare anybody into buying them, but it's just a good idea and have them in the house even as a home base. You have an ozonator. You know, we got it on the BitChute, what you can do to disengage any jumping. So it's important that you understand the importance of keeping ever vigilant in today's times. You know, the people who didn't get jabbed, the people who stayed awake, those are the people you really need to stay in tune with. Because other people aren't going to understand you anyway. We need to share whatever we need to share to who will hear it. And those who haven't been jabbed, who don't know what's going on, they too need to have an outreach. So try to reach them as well. Show them the data, show them the data, show them the data. All right. At the end of these shows, I always say, you know, go read the Gospels. I mentioned two verses in the Bible earlier, in whom the Son set free is free indeed, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You know, if you're in Detroit, City Hall, you look behind that statue there, you see the inscription of that verse right there in Detroit at City Hall. Well, it used to be there. Hopefully they didn't scratch it off. But that's something that everybody should read. Take to heart. So anyway, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. I always say this. Read them, read them, read them. Read the New Covenant. You know, I always keep telling everybody I'm of the mindset of John 3:16, John 3:17. You know, I always tell you, read the book of Acts to see how the church evolved. Read the letters to the church. Read the book of Revelations. That is the playbook. I keep saying these messages. You know, if you've never read the Bible, hey, it might be a good time to look at it. You know, take a read. Take a walk on the wild side. Have a read. You might hear what Christ had to say through his words and through his teachings and through his actions. You know, don't let anybody in any church try to influence you. Read it for yourself. It's God's word. God will reach you. That's, if you're looking for God, you'll find him. Or he'll find you. Let me put it this way. He'll find you. The up above, I got people up there who are trying very hard to help everybody find answers and solutions. So I encourage you to support them financially if you can. If you can't, again, no problem because of what has happened. Take care of yourselves and your families. Share the messages. Share the messages. You know, I can't emphasize that enough about you sharing the messages. Alrighty, I think I got it all. I always say at the end of these shows too, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So to the next segment, to your health, take care.